Yes. Pox was glad the conversation turned this way. I cannot say much, since I spent my time in the southern forest, but my companions were concerned about some threat to the realm as a whole. They even mentioned trouble coming from Saya.
Saya? From us? Surely not. These kingdoms have been at peace for generations. We have no designs.
Nor they, I assure you, said Pox. They mentioned only rumor, as you have had here. They didn't understand it, but feared the work of... She paused and looked around the busy room. A Kriya, she said softly. The marshal's face tightened, and the Kwokkin frowned.
That one, said the marshal. Her... Well, it might be so. That was her agent near here. Yes, and her doing with the other money changer, as I recall. Well, if she's active again...
Is she ever inactive? Asked the Kwokkin. And would anything please her better than trouble between friends?
You're right, said the marshal. Gerd's cudgel. This will be a mess if that happens. He looked at Pox. Well, if you've been with the Rangers, I expect you've learned some archery.
Yes. Pox wondered if he would ask her to demonstrate, but he shook his head and got up.
I have drill, as I said, and must get ready. If you change your mind, Poxenarian, you'll be welcome.
He waved as he went out. The Kwokkin raised his mug in salute.
I told you once the marshal would surprise you. You have come far, Poxenarian, since last spring.
Yes. She looked into her own mug, drained it, and refilled it.
Yes, but... Not all the way, eh?
She did not answer, but shook her head briefly.
Does it bother you so much now? He went on.
No, not really. I wish for it, but I can do without it. She traced a design on the table with one finger. I wonder, though, what would happen in serious trouble?
You don't consider a Dask Drogdigs serious?
Pox looked up, startled. You knew about that?
Mother of trees. Did you think I'd send you off like that and not pay attention? Yes, I know about it. I know you didn't kill it yourself, and I know you did face danger steadily.
He paused to drain his own mug.
Ah, here comes the food.
Neither of them spoke, while a serving girl laid the trays on their table. Roast meat, gravy, mushrooms, bread, and cheese, a dish of onions, and one of red roots, and one of stewed pears. Finally she left, taking the empty jug and promising to bring another.
I know you didn't panic, Poxenarian, when you might have, and they tell me you were able to sense the Dask Drogdigs before anyone else.
Yes. Pox was piling meat on a slab of bread. I was still frightened, you know, but I kept thinking of what you'd said, and then what I'd been taught of fighting, this arm here and that step there, and I was able to keep on. She bit into the food. I threw up afterwards, she said around a mouthful of bread and meat, the first time at least.
Yes, but you were able to keep on. Good.
They ate in silence a while. Pox was just about to say something when Sevri came to the table. She had grown even more over the summer. Pox? Dad says you aren't staying with us. I could have found room. You could have slept with me. Sevri, are you tired of everyone saying how you've grown? Are you still working mostly in the stable? No, and yes, I do some in the inn, too, but I like the stable work better. She had the same friendly smile as before. Are you all right, Pox? You look different without your sword. I'm fine. When did they start